You know, last week we talked about the importance of a lead and how important it is for your CSRs to understand that value. Well, if we want them to really appreciate and value each lead, we have to appreciate and value them and the time it takes to properly set a lead. So in today's training, I want to talk about the importance of giving your lead coordinators the opportunity and space and time to set the lead properly. In other words, you don't want to start rushing those guys. So in this video, you're going to check out a few things. Number one, I'm going to introduce you to Diane. She was our CSR at our company. She was a great lead coordinator and a wonderful asset to the company. Number two, we're going to talk about the importance of having one person designated to handle the lead coordination process and not just have everybody and their brother setting leads. And finally, we're going to talk about getting as much information with respect to contact information and information about that homeowner as you possibly can. The lead coordination process is really, really important. That lead coordination process, when that lead comes into your company, there really are a few simple things that we need to do to make sure we qualify that lead, set that lead properly, verify that lead properly, and give our sales staff and our selling technicians the best opportunity to convert that lead into a sales opportunity, into sales revenue. So when that call comes in, the first thing that I like to do, it's really important to have one or maybe two people designated who are setting your leads. The people who are the best at talking to customers, the people who are the best at building relationship with customers. In other words, when a sales lead come in, we don't want to just whoever happens to grab it. You want to have one person designated who really has the skill set, and we'll talk about the skill set here in a moment, but you want to have one person that has the skill set to set that lead, to build that relationship with the homeowner. I can tell you in my company, we had one young lady, Diane, and she was just the most amazing lead coordinator because she was so wonderful at building a relationship and building kind of confidence in our company before we ever actually even set the lead. And one of the things that we would do is that when Diane was setting a lead, we had a little flag on her desk. I don't know if you remember back in the old days, they used to have these Mexican restaurants. I forget what they were called, but you could raise the flag, and every time you raised the flag on your table, they would bring you more food, right? It was some big buffet deal. Well, we had a flag like that, and any time that Diane got on a call with a lead opportunity, she would raise that flag. And when she raised that flag, everybody in our office knew to leave her the hell alone. Don't go to your lead coordinator while they're trying to set a lead and trying to rush him up, you know. Hurry up, we got another one, right? You have to have other people because sometimes you'll be working one lead, then another one comes in. That's when it's really good to have a second person who's really trained at setting leads. I'll talk to you about what happens if you got too many leads coming in at one time here in a moment. But when that lead coordinator gets that lead, rule number one is get the hell out of their way. Don't rush them. Don't try to have them doing other things. Let them focus on building the relationship and qualifying that lead. The results that you'll get from that is way more success at the kitchen table when your sales guys go in there. Because we've all had the experience when there's such a great relationship with our lead coordinator and our homeowner that when we walk in the house, I mean, half the time it's already sold. I mean, it's like, wow, that girl in the office was really great. You know, they already have such a great impression of our company. So make sure, number one, that you have enough time. When that person gets that lead, they have the time to set the lead the way that I'm going to show you. I want to talk to you real quick before we go any further, though, about what happens when you get another call come in. Maybe you drop a big direct mail piece, and we knew pretty much exactly when our direct mail pieces were hitting, and we knew which days we were going to get inundated with sales opportunities. You know, we knew that when we dropped on a Tuesday, those were going to hit on Wednesday and Thursday, and we were probably going to set 20 new sales leads off of that, and they were all going to come in the afternoons when people started checking their mail, right? So we would have other people who were qualified to at least take the call, and then we would tell them they would take that call, and the homeowner would say, hey, I got this offer in the mail about, you know, a $500 discount. Then if it wasn't the lead coordinator who took the call, we would have another person that was qualified. If they couldn't get to it, we would at least have people like CSRs or some in the office who could say, wow, that's a fantastic program. It's an amazing offer my company is making. The lady that handles that is actually on another call right now. Can you hold just a few minutes, or can I get your phone number and we'll call you right back? In most cases, they're going to say, yeah, have them call me right back. When they do that, you have to make sure, okay, where are you going to be in 10 minutes from now? Because they might say, call me back and give you the home number, and then they go to the grocery store. They forget. So Mr. and Mrs. Homeowner, she'll call you back within 10 or 15 minutes. Where are you going to be in that 10 or 15 minutes? Okay, give me your home number. Do you have a cell number? Give me that number too. You're going to be with your kids? What's their cell? Get every phone number that you can get that that person might possibly be connected to in the next 10 or 15 minutes. Work number, home number, cell number, email, everything that you can. Because what we want to do is to make sure when the lead coordinator calls that person back that they're going to have that access to them, that they're going to be able to reach them, and they may need one or two, three, four phone numbers to make sure they can reach them. Now, once you understand the importance of a lead, you give your CSRs, you know, time to set that lead. I want to get into the actual process. Step one is building a relationship between the lead coordinator and the homeowner. This is the first introduction the homeowner has with our company. We want to make sure we get off on the right foot and build a good relationship. So now, let's suppose we have the lead coordinator has the prospect on the phone. The very first thing that we are trying to accomplish on the lead coordination call is to begin the process of building the relationship. In other words, we don't want the call just to be about the equipment, the air conditioner's going out, furnace is going out. We want to build a relationship. And the way you build a relationship on a lead coordination call is the same way you build a relationship in any conversation. You ask questions. Ask lots of questions. In many cases, ask questions that have nothing to do with the heating and air conditioning. For example, if the lead coordinator is on the call and you hear a baby crying in the background, ask the name of the baby. What's the baby's name? Oh, how old is he? Oh, what's he doing? Blah, blah, blah. And make notes of all of that on your lead sheet, right? You'll get the name of the baby. You might find out things like the baby's been sick. You might find out that, all kind of things. You know, the baby's 6 months old. His name's Bob. He's been sick, you know? So you got all that information that you're writing down. If you hear a dog barking, oh, what's the puppy's name? What kind of dog is he? You know, you find out what's going on with that dog. If you find out, you know, that the husband is deployed in Afghanistan. Wow, tell me about that. You must be so very proud of your husband. What's your husband's name? You know, all this different stuff. Ask every question you can. If you hear other people talking in the house, oh, do you live there alone? Oh, what's your mother-in-law's name? See, as much information as you can and begin the process of building the relationship. Oftentimes, you are talking to someone who lives in a zip code that you've probably done work for. So, you know, you should in your CRM be able to pull up your customers by zip code and say, hey, do you happen to know Mrs. Jones over on Elm Street? Do you happen to know Mr. Smith over on First Street? And many times you'll find people they know if you mention two or three names. If you don't, it doesn't hurt anything. What it does do is show that you're doing a lot of work in that neighborhood. It's a big time factor of social validation, like, wow, we're doing work all over your neighborhood. So take the time, and this is why we can't rush our lead coordinators, because our first job is to have them to build a relationship with the homeowner, taking their time to ask those questions. Once we kind of get that relationship going and get that information, then we want to kind of, you know, segue into the conversation about lead coordination.